Good evening. Tonight is Monday, June 23rd. I'm Evan, and you're listening to the Kinky Crafter Podcast. Had a kind of long, boring day today. Basically, I spent most of it driving back from the trip that I took this weekend. Had a pretty great weekend in general. Hopefully, the audio that I threw up while short in duration was at least not painful in quality. And didn't really have a whole lot to, I take that back. I had plenty of stuff that I could have talked about, but not really anything I felt like going into at the time. Realistically, I'm back here. Life is good. I did read in the news, though, that apparently George Carlin died recently, which I'm pretty sad about. You know, growing up, I was at a pretty, I'll call it a pessimistic, sarcastic sense of humor. So his comedy definitely went over real well with me in general. I was a really big fan of his work. And, I think it's really sad to see that he passed away. So he definitely left an interesting legacy of work behind him. And in honor of George Carlin, I'm going to go through the kind of seven words routine of his that I think is probably one of the more well-known things that he did. Now, if you're not familiar with it, go hop on YouTube and look for George Carlin. I'm sure you'll find plenty of relevant material, especially in light of his recent passing. He basically goes on and talks about how the seven words that you can't use on, I believe it's on public television in general, and a lot of those still stand today. But, I figured it'd also be good to finally earn that explicit tag that I put on, on iTunes. So basically the list of words is shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. So, not really the, quite frankly, in, today's society with our, I'll go with modern sensibilities, it's a lot tamer than it was back in, back in the 70s. But it's still interesting to see all the, the current issues with sort of freedom of speech and broadcasting and different places starting to try to, basically the conflicts that are arising between, technologically ignorant ruling legal bodies and, governed population of people with access to sort of new and emerging technologies. You have places trying to ban ban things based on content on the internet, which, is both disturbing from a freedom of speech point of view and also, quite frankly, it's kind of stupid and just shows the, the technological ignorance of the people that are involved that are trying to make the rules because they're, essentially unenforceable. Anyway, that's my thoughts for the evening. And, once again, just in case that didn't get across, shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. I can be reached with email with any questions, comments, or feedback at evan@kinkycrafter.com. And I hope you all have a good night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.